What can we do about dogmatic trance? If dogma is practically a reflex, is change even possible? And I could say, have hope. Change is absolutely possible. And you could believe me because I'm super spiritual or whatever. But enough of that, yeah? Wouldn't it be comfortable if we could be certain that change is possible, if it would be worth doing, if we were guaranteed to succeed, yeah? I'll vote if I can convince myself my candidate will win. If it seems scary and uncertain, then better to insist that voting is meaningless. Certainty or doom. The way we break the shackles of doom and dogma is to cease in constantly grasping for certainty and comfort. Instead, consciously choose to take action in full doubt and uncertainty. Push nothing of yourself out of view. Witness your doubt. Witness your courage. They do not cancel each other out. You are vast inside. There is room for all of your feelings, all of your identities, all of your states of being, and all of your ideas. If we can't find a way for uncertainty and certainty to coexist in our hearts without constantly trying to dominate one another, without constantly trying to decide which one is true, how will we learn to coexist in our outer world with the rest of humankind and all of its diverse spirits and ideas? If we constantly take the side of certainty, how will we feel about people who cause us doubt, either by the questions they ask or even just by virtue of who they are? If we hate feeling out of control and uncertain, how will we feel about those who inspire our uncertainty? Decide that change is worth working for, whether it's possible or not, whether you see it in your lifetime or not. You don't have to know the results to choose to act. You don't have to be the athlete telling the reporter before the game, "We're going to crush them. I know we will." Even in supposedly open-minded modern spiritual movements, we find dogma. Stop negative thinking. Learn to eliminate doubt and negativity and become a true agent of the light. Negative thoughts will prevent you from fulfilling your mission. Suppress them by repeating this affirmation. If you have negative thoughts, you will have a negative life. Is that okay because the affirmation is positive? I know I'll win. I know I'll win. We just said, every group thinks their dogma is positive. The quality of the content is subjective, and you'd be surprised how many people end up terrified and in crisis telling me about their positive affirmations not working. But why were we so attached to the idea that they would? Well, we read it in a book, an authority. The book said it was so, and I wanted it to be true. I wanted to feel safe and certain. We who are fortunate enough to not be embroiled in extreme, hateful dogmatic trance have a duty. We need to work hard to find another way to prove it's possible. If we can recognize seemingly innocuous dogmatic trances around us and free ourselves of those traps, then there's hope for people enslaved to more destructive spirits. If we can realize that just because we experience love and positivity, this doesn't mean we're free. People trapped in dogmatic trance can experience love and positivity. What we need is freedom. If we're seeking freedom, the answer may well lie not in avoiding this innate power of the human mind that's called trance, but in engaging it even more intentionally. Engaging it by our will, learning to enter and exit it by will, learning to initiate it and break it. Being able to smell the spirit of trance from a mile away. I already said, but I'm going to do it one more time. Those seeking the power of trance are often drawn to trance-inducing plants and synthetic compounds. And a trance induced chemically teaches us how to surrender to a mind-altering process that, once initiated, can't be derailed until it's run its course. And surrender contains powerful wisdom. But it doesn't teach us how to enter and end trance by our will, such that when faced with abusive and dogmatic trance, when faced with a world filled to the brim with abusive trances, we have the ability to free ourselves instead of surrender. Seek a meaning for your life that's deeper than the one you now possess, whether you find it or not. And if you find it, smile, and then search for a meaning that's deeper still. Don't bother getting comfortable. Keep going and keep growing. Instead of looking for companions of like mind, look for companions of like action and like hunger. Let your differences of mind and spirit provoke uncertainty in each other. Uncertainty is essential for our perspective to evolve. Willingly engage with people who confuse and surprise you. Willingly engage with the parts of yourself that's confusing, that's surprising. New perspectives don't always strike like lightning. Often they emerge from a solid period of wandering, lost in the woods. In short, learn trance. Fuck dogma. Let's recap. The mechanics of trance.